Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Righteousness has everything to do with your successful life of prayer. When you pray righteously, you pray with confidence that whatever you pray, God is going to hear you. When you pray something and you're waiting on the manifestation of the answer, once you pray it is when the fight begins. Notice the devil starts with your thoughts. So if you thought wrong, put your hand over your mouth, because if you come out with something that negates that prayer, then you're going to have to start over again. So we have to watch what we say, because angels are on assignment and waiting on God's words that you speak. How do you know that you have the petition you desired of him? Because he heard you. How do you know he heard you? Because you prayed according to his will. So when God suggests the impossible to you, be it unto me. Don't try to figure it out how he's going to do it. How is this going to work through me? Only believe. I need to take you back and talk just a little bit about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. And for the most part, we preach the gospel of salvation, and that is part of the gospel. But it's not all the gospel. Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. And in Mark chapter 1, verse 14, it said, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now remember, they asked Jesus to teach them to pray like John taught his disciples. Okay? And it said, after that, John was put in prison, and Jesus came preaching. So John's disciples, as you know, they were, even in Acts chapter, 19, there were some of John's disciples down there. This was 20 years after Jesus had been raised from the dead, 20 years, and disciples were going out to preach. So John taught on the principles of the kingdom of God. That's what I want you to see. John taught that. Now let's just deal with that for just a minute. Let's put that back up there again. Verses 14. I'll start at verse 14 again. Now after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, one of the words that is used often to describe this kind of government is a commonwealth. And it's just what it says, common wealth. That everybody's needs are met by the government of that kingdom. Everybody can get their needs met from that government. Now, this doesn't mean don't go to work. This says that this king, who in the government of the kingdom is Jesus, the king is making sure that everybody's needs are met in abundance. And in that kingdom, the Bible says over in Romans chapter, 14, that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So everybody's looking for peace. Everybody's looking for safety. Am I right about it? So this kingdom of God, no matter what religion somebody has a part of, they're seeking the kingdom. And this kingdom is the only one that has all of that. Only one that can provide for your needs. I don't care what the economy around you is doing. There's the only one that no matter what a person's got in terms of sickness, this kingdom can heal them. That's everybody looking for that. Where is that? See? Well, the kingdom of God now in this dispensation is invisible, but it has visible power. Okay? It's in every person that gets born again. So now Jesus is preaching on this kingdom, see? Now let's kind of look how this brings into this prayer, because things that are in the Bible, this assumes that you are a member or a citizen of this kingdom. Anybody can get something out of the Bible, but it's not written for everybody. It's written for the citizens. Are you following what I'm saying? And so, if you look at this, the way you get into the kingdom is you got to be born again. So you can't talk your way into it. You can't pay for somebody to get you in here. You've got to be born into it. Once you're born into it, the Bible says in John 3:3, you're born from above. And in that Philippians 3:20, that you become a citizen of that kingdom. Okay? And it says here that your conversation is in heaven. Look it up in the Amplified. It'll tell you citizenship. So I've got a citizenship, which is in heaven, that I'm representing. So now I'm coming to the earth, and I come to the earth as an ambassador. So Paul gives us that revelation over in 2 Corinthians 5:20. And Paul talks about the fact that now we are ambassadors for Christ. Well, who is Christ? He's the king of that kingdom. Are you following what I'm saying? So he has sent us to represent him. And we are sent as ambassadors who are coming to a foreign government and establishing our kingdom in that government. The government that we're coming to is a government of the kingdom of darkness. So the kingdom of darkness is trying to keep us out of here, but we are invading. We rule over everything. Wherever our soles of our feet shall tread upon, that has he given to us. Are you following? Why? Because everybody needs his kingdom. Without this kingdom, mankind would self-destruct. Why? Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is, come on, is death. That's in Proverbs 14:12. Here we are as a king. We're coming as a representative of that kingdom. So as an ambassador, can we call ourselves diplomatic officials? We're coming into another government to do business on behalf of our king. So everything we do has to be in whose name? Jesus' name, because he's the king. We are representing a sovereign government. So the kingdom that we're representing is not a democracy. It operates by commands. It's got one king, no voting. Are you with me? No debate. No debate. So whatever the king says, that's it. It's the word of the kingdom. Now, you have to watch this, because the thinking is sometimes, even without us being aware of it, that we can debate the issue. Now, this is what goes on inside of us, that we've got something to say about it. There are no protests in this kingdom. Don't have anything to say about it. This book represents the constitution for the citizens of this kingdom. Okay? Now, everything in here is backed by the government that we come from. For every word in here is backed up by that government. Now, the tendency is to think sometimes that we're the army. No, we're kings. That kingdom has an army. It's called the host. They're called angels. That's your army. Now, in that kingdom, it can provide for you independent of the nation you're in. So it makes sure that you don't have to bow to that nation. Say amen to this. So we have our own healing system. Y'all follow what I'm saying? See, we have our own prosperity system. We have our own peace. He said, my peace I give to you. Not like the world gave you. I'm going to give you this. So whatever you need, you can, as they used to say in that old church that I came from down there, call him up and tell him what you want. Some of y'all got, ooh, yeah, amen. Praise God. All right, now, I want to tell you this because all of this is based on what I just say. So I can go to a place, any place, and I'm representing my kingdom. Now, if you know anything about an ambassador, they stay in quarters called embassy, or work there or stay there. And an embassy is set up in another country that represents the nation that it came from. For example, we just had a situation apparently where an ambassador got killed. And that was in Benghazi. Unheard of. An ambassador getting killed is almost an act of war. Unheard of. And so you and I, being ambassadors, we're in an embassy. Now that embassy is where you and I can reside, and the yard and everything up to the fence of that embassy is considered the nation by which we came from. It's a little plot of land right in the middle of their city that we stay in that's called America. Are y'all with it? So that nobody can come in that. If they do and invade that, that's an act of war. Because they've just invaded your country. Is this making sense to you? I'm just giving you because I'm about to talk about something here, but I want you to know prayer is based on that kingdom. It's not based on, I got something to say, I'm voting on this, I've got some debate about it, I'm going to picket this. It's not based on that. It's based on a whole nother governmental system. Am I doing all right so far? So now, in this, so I've got an embassy here, and this embassy is holy ground. Nobody just come in and live here, or come in and camp here, or invade here without permission. Now, you're supported by another kingdom, another government. So let's look at a picture of that. Look at Psalm 91. Let's start at verse 7, please. Psalm 91 and verse 7. Now, let me help you. You have got to get this. This is why I'm bringing Pastor Cash here to preach. Because this is what he's using in Guatemala to get people who are making only an average of $400 a month build that kind of auditorium. Debt-free. Is what he's using. The whole principle is different. It's not a democracy. Because in inside of us, the belief system is that we got something to say about the word. When he says, by his stripes you are healed, when we've been trained in democracy, we have an issue with that if we don't feel like we heal. Because that kingdom operates by command. What he says is law. Are you with me? So now, we're going to pray and look at verse. Oh, let me put this up here. Let's look, amen. Let's look at Psalm 91. See, because us getting our needs met is not hard. It's hard if you're trying to live democratically in a sovereign government. That's what makes it hard. Look what it says. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. So God is going to send you out as lambs among wolves and tell you not one wolf is going to touch you. Look what it says next. Only with thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling.
That's it.
Amen. No evil.
No evil.
Not some evil. No evil. And if you want to go further, you go and look at your constitution in the book of Acts, in chapter 16. He said, not only will he save you, but he'll save you and your household. So that means none of your kids get shot. None. Now understand, I gotta believe this. And what I'm saying is that hasn't been preached. What's been preached is you gotta be born again. Thank God for that. But it's so much more after that that's being left out, because they ain't preaching the kingdom. They're preaching Baptists, Methodists, Episcopalians, Catholics, so forth. This is our doctrine. Your doctrine, the doctrine is Jesus Christ. And what he preached is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Are y'all with me? Now, so look at the next verse. This is the Constitution. Now, this is your Bill of Rights. This is your rights that you have as a citizen. Now, I don't care who's been assassinated. I don't care who's been this and that. It won't come nigh you. This, you go by this. You don't go by what happened to so-and-so. Am I preaching too hard here? For he shall give his angels charge over you, and they're going to keep you in all your ways. Folks, if one of them angels can't keep you, you can't be kept. You can't be kept. You can have 10,000 men army, natural army, and one of those 10,000 men can't keep you like one angel can keep you. I said can't keep you like one angel can keep you. Angels can make it so the gun won't even shoot. Now, what we got to do is we got to put more faith in the kingdom and God's government than we do in the news that come on at night. All right? They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you even dash your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion and dragon, you'll trample under feet. Keep going. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will he deliver me. He'll set me on high because I've known his name. I shall call upon him and he'll answer me. He'll be with me in trouble. He'll deliver me and he'll honor me. with long life, with long life, with long life, will he satisfy me and show me his salvation? Ain't nothing about short life in there. And I'm telling you, see, and the devil's deceiver, he tried to come in your room at night and tell you, why don't you just give it up? Tell him what Jesus said. Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, with long life he shall satisfy me. And so put him on the edge of that sword. Are y'all with me? All right, now the reason why I'm going through this, because I was studying and God gave me two things that we need to just touch base on, because it seems like the enemy, when God is moving you forward, because I've been talking about Mark 11, 23 and 24. When we're talking about that, you're talking about big stuff. Say big stuff.
Big stuff.
You're talking about going somewhere that's impossible. And that's into your promised land.
Amen.
And so when you're going there, you're going to have to really have a whole new mindset.
Yes.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
So you've got to develop this. So when we're talking about that, the first thing I talk about is one thing. When people start making a step forward, the enemy tries to come in with something. And one of the things he tries to come in with is sickness and disease.
Yes.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
All right. Now let's just look at this, because God always gives you the best. Say the best.
The best.
And so in the best is not to be sick and get healed. That's not the best. The best is to never get sick.
Amen.
Now, is it the right bunch I'm talking to this about? All right. Now let's look at this. He says, in John 14 and 12, Jesus said this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me and the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going to the Father. Question. Did Jesus get sick?
No.
No. He didn't get sick. All right. Now, if he didn't get sick, he said over in John 20 and verse 21, he said, Jesus said to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so I'm sending you. So he's saying, you're going to do what I do, and I'm going to send you where he sent me. So I'm saying to you that neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. So that means that even airborne viruses that are in the air, come on. There's two kinds of knowledge. There is knowledge that is sense knowledge, and then there is revelation knowledge. The knowledge that comes by the senses is what I refer to as dark knowledge. Okay. It is knowledge that helps one to navigate in this dark world. Got it? Get different degrees of that knowledge. But that's not all. The other knowledge is spiritual knowledge, which comes from God. That if you don't have spiritual knowledge, you're missing part of your knowledge. Because this knowledge here, dark knowledge, may be able to get you a good job, but it won't keep the devil. From trying to work something on you that knowledge cannot stop. Righteousness has everything to do with your successful life of prayer. When you pray righteously, you pray with confidence
that whatever you pray, God is going to hear you.
When you pray something and you're waiting on the manifestation of the answer, once you pray it is when the fight begins. Notice the devil starts with your thoughts. So if you thought wrong, put your hand over your mouth, because if you come out with something that negates that prayer, then you're going to have to start over again. So we have to watch what we say, because angels are on assignment and waiting on God's words that you speak. How do you know that you have the petition you desired of him? Because he heard you. How do you know he heard you? Because you prayed according to his will. So when God suggests the impossible to you, be it unto me. Don't try to figure it out, how he's going to do it, how is this going to work through me. Only believe.
Stand in your righteousness and exercise 4 easy steps that will yield effective, fervent prayer. Every time you pray, in Pastor Winston's life-changing 4-disc series, The Power of Prayer and Praise. To order on CD or DVD, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.